business. Corporate crime. Give a little whistle. The SEC offers a huge carrot to encourage whistleblowers.
Too many people remain silent in the face of fraud, says Mary Shapiro, the chairman of America's Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. On May 25th, she announced new rules to encourage corporate whistleblowing. Inducements will include cash, 10 to 30% of fines of over $1 million that result from tip-offs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a business lobby, calls it a bounty program that will reward amateur sleuths in search of a big payday. It is threatening legal action to block it. The new rules were required by the Dodd-Frank Act, Congress's response to the financial crisis, which was passed last year. They follow an earlier effort to encourage employees to speak up. After Enron, an energy firm, collapsed in a flurry of fraud, Congress passed the Sarbanes-Oxley Act in 2002, which, among other things, protected whistleblowers from retaliation. Employees have never found it easy to squeal on employers. Perhaps the most celebrated of corporate whistleblowers, Sharon Watkins, a former executive at Enron, never went public with her prediction that the company might be brought down by fraud. She reported her concerns internally and was ignored. When the SEC released draft rules in November, businesses fretted that the financial rewards would prompt insiders to go straight to the commission, bypassing their firm's internal procedures, especially since that would reduce the risk of being victimized by the boss or branded a disgruntled employee. The new rules try to correct this, for example, by allowing a reward to be paid in some circumstances to whistleblowers who only grumble internally. The chance of making a fortune may encourage speculative whistleblowing in the hope of winning the lottery. Ms. Shapiro's new office of the whistleblower may be deluged with useless tips, but even that might be better than the status quo.